In today's international report, we go to Zambia, where some women are up in arms against local jobless men, saying they are lazy and parasitic and are happy to depend on women for their survival. In a largely conservative society, Zambian women are starting to speak up, challenging the men to act with dignity and take responsibility for themselves in their relations and marriages. Kathy Short has this report from Lusaka.
This is Patricia's home in central Lusaka as she prepares food for her family after a hard day's work as a clerk at a bank. Her husband John has been in a bar since morning and expects to find food without fail, even when he has not left any money. This is a growing trend in Zambia. As more women become economically empowered, some men are lagging behind. Patricia Lungu is frustrated because her jobless husband has been dependent on her for the past 5 years.
It's hard because my husband doesn't want to work. He's home every time. I have to go for work. After work, I have to come back home, take care of the children, cook, do everything for him, even washing everything for him. So I find it hard because it's like he's torturing me, not like a wife. It's like there's no love between us, but there's torture. He beats me sometimes, yes.
Miriam Namusokwe, a business owner in Lusaka, is a marriage counselor who has started an online advice service for women in such relationships. She says a lot of women have gone into depression after experiencing abuse in their relationships. She runs a nationwide campaign intended to shame lazy men.
There's so many lazy men in Zambia who just sit, 85% of them, who just sit and want everything to be done by the woman. And I've had women, you know, write through my inbox to say, okay, my husband ran away with my money, my husband has sold property, my boyfriend did this, my boyfriend did that. And that's the reason why I came up with the issue of lazy men. I'm sick and tired of watching women being taken advantage of or in the name of love. And that's the reason why we've got so many issues of infidelity in this our country.
I'm at the Men's Network, an organization that supports gender equality in Zambia. Gordon Nachiwinga is the organization's program manager. He agrees that some men are becoming lazy.
We've experienced some men taking a back seat. Maybe the woman is the one earning an income. But what we'd want to urge the men also is not to relax, because there are so many alternatives that men can take. If they lose their job or they are not employed, there are other avenues that they can raise income to supplement the income for their family. So they shouldn't take a backseat and wait for the women to support them completely.
But Njavwa Simukoko, a Lusaka resident, does not agree that Zambian men are lazy.
Most women would talk about women empowerment and everything of that sort, but then the bigger question is, who is preparing the men for the empowered women to actually now receive and work and move along with the empowered women? So I think there are a whole lot of dynamics at play, and to arrive at the conclusion that men are lazy is something that is big and broad. But personally, I think men are not lazy. It's how you relate, it's what you agree on, it's the things that you decide to move ahead together as a couple is what will determine whether your partner is lazy or not.
I spoke to Juliet Chibuta, Executive Director of the Zambia National Women's Lobby, a gender equality organization. I asked her to explain why the dynamics have changed in relationships.
There's been a dynamic shift where women are no longer expected to stay in the homes. They're expected to contribute to the income of the house. And what has happened is that women, if you look at the gender dynamics, women are ready to do anything to support their families. A woman would actually be on the street the whole day. making an income and coming to with money to support. But a man, I think the way the men have been made, you know, if a man had a white collar job and they can't lower themselves down to go and do maybe say on the streets to come and feed their families, there are very few men who can do that.
Recent media reports indicate there has been a sharp increase in the number of divorce cases in the past 2 years, from 10,000 to more than 28,000 cases reported annually. The average age of couples seeking divorce is between 20 and 45 years. Women are adequately counseled by traditional marriage counselors before tying the knot, while the men are left out. Kathy Short, reporting for RFI in Lusaka.